USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he wants to take a closer look at the budget deal that aims to avert another partial government shutdown. At the White House, President Trump said he will be looking for landmines in the compromised legislation. Speaking at a conference of sheriffs and police chiefs in Washington, D.C., President Trump says a border wall is needed to stop illegal immigration, human trafficking, illicit drugs, and violent crime.
Not one more American life should be lost because our nation failed to secure its borders. Every American in every community and from every walk of life has a right to live in security and to live in peace.
FEMA Administrator Brock Long is resigning today, and Wisconsin teen Jamie Kloss and her family are issuing a statement thanking the community for their support. The 13-year-old was kidnapped after her parents were shot and killed and then held against her will for 3 months. Jake Patterson has been charged with the crimes. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Jeff Lichtman, the defense attorney for Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, says the Mexican drug lord received an unfair trial, claiming there were plenty of errors during the nearly 3 months of testimony in which multiple witnesses detailed the drug kingpin's rise to the head of the powerful Sinaloa cartel. He also tells CBS This Morning,
as a defense lawyer, if I start being concerned with what people are accused of and what they're convicted of, I'll never be able to get out of bed in the morning. I need to look at them. How do you treat me? Because they need the most vigorous defense. And look,
Democratic Congressman Ilhan Omar is firing back at President Trump after he called for her to resign. The Minnesota Democrat tweeted that Trump has trafficked in hate his whole life. Florida Republican Congressman Ted Yoho tells Fox News that Omar should be certainly taken off the Foreign Affairs Committee.
We've talked about this, and, you know, I think it's a tit for tat. You know, if they're going to go after Republicans that hard, somebody like Steve King, they need to go after the other side just as hard.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Tim Tebow has a new movie coming out titled Run the Race. That movie will be available across the nation and theaters on February 22nd. The movie deals with two brothers and has a positive message to it. Tebow joins ABC's Good Morning America to talk about why he produced this movie.
I read the script 6 years ago, and I never had the goal of getting into the movie industry, and I still really don't. I just love telling stories, and I love encouraging people, and hopefully that's something that this movie will do. It will tell a story about overcoming and believing in each other and loyalty and support and you know, what faith, hope, and love can do in the midst of tough times. And I really wanted to be a part of this story because I feel like young people in today's society, we need something to be able to take the whole family and watch a movie and be able to be encouraged and inspired and go away with hope.
Tebow will be joining the New York Mets at their spring training facilities down in Florida. He talks about his aspirations regarding baseball.
I'm very excited. I'm ready. You know, obviously the goal would be hopefully be back here in New York talking to you again soon.
Jussie Smollett's crisis manager defended the Empire actor on Tuesday, saying police have found his account of an alleged attack and possible hate crime to be consistent and credible. Smollett told police he was walking home to his apartment earlier this month when he was accosted by two men who hurled racial and homophobic slurs at him. So far, police have been unable to locate the alleged suspects. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.